Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Arizona Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support. Good morning, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to the Arizona Fellowship here, our service here in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. And welcome to those that are watching or will watch on Facebook. We got the Facebook Live. Why don't you say we go ahead and praise the Lord? Amen. Y'all ready? Sure. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. One more time. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me, Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber, for the sun shall make you free. For out of Zion comes thy Redeemer, in the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Out of the furnace of much affliction, I have chosen thee, behold. And so for iron I give you silver, and for brass I give you gold. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber, for the sun shall make you free. For out of Zion comes thy Redeemer, and the year of Jubilee. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. furnace, out of the furnace of much affliction, I have chosen thee, behold. And so for I am, I give you silver, brass I give you gold. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, Jesus made them mine. I've got prosperity, power, and victory. Abiding, abiding in the vine. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, Jesus made them mine. I've got prosperity, power, and victory. Abiding, abiding in the vine. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. I'm abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, Jesus made them mine. I've got prosperity, power, and victory, abiding, abiding in the vine.
See if I can remember the chords in D. Are you guys ready?
He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, he is the King. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, he is the King. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Rejoice and be glad and give all the glory unto Him. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give all glory unto Him. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns.
He is the King.
He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh,
oh. I screwed that up. He is the King. One more time.
He is the King of
of kings is the Lord of lords. His name is Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, he is the King. Give the Lord a cheer. Turn on over to Sue here. Sue, come on up.
Good morning, everybody. So I've been listening to the Wednesday service. If you haven't listened to it, you should. It was a really, really good, challenging, provoking message. I've listened to it probably 4 times already. I'll probably keep listening to it every day. It is something that I believe the Lord would have us all hear and really seek within yourself where you are with the Lord. Jeannie said this morning, of course, Jesus loves us. He died on the cross for us. But do you love him? And that kind of goes hand in hand with what Brother Steve's been talking about. You know, how committed are you to your walk with the Lord, to Jesus Christ? How sold out are you? Because you either are or you're not. You can't sort of be maybe a little bit, yeah, I'm sold out, but I'm not fully sold out. Or, yeah, I'm not there yet, but I'm on my way. No, you either are or you aren't. It was a very challenging and provoking message for me because this year has been one about be honest with yourself. Be honest with the Lord and be honest with yourself. Find the truth. And when you're willing to actually do that, the Lord shows up and he shows you areas in your life that, heck, he shows you minutes in every hour where you are not walking with your eyes on him. You are not about his business. You are 100% about your own. He's done that for me this year. He shows me constantly when I am putting the light on myself or just plain not walking in belief and faith or busy. That's probably been the biggest thing for me that I've seen this year is how busy I am. I was talking to my husband about Brother Steve's message from Wednesday night. I can be pretty honest with my husband because he loves me. Regardless of how honest I am or what I say or do, he still loves me. And I was telling him that I was a little irritated with Brother Steve's message because he tells us to do so much. I mean, he requires so much of us. He tells us to listen to all these revivals from 2000. He tells us to do, listen to the Watchmen. He tells us to go back and read this and do that and listen to that. And it's frustrating because I don't have the time for that. I just don't have the time to put in that amount of time for that. And of course, as I'm saying this to my husband, I'm thinking, sure, you don't have the time. You actually do have the time, Suzanne. Yes, Lord. But you choose not to make it a priority. You choose not to make him your priority. So that's something that the Lord showed me this week is that the excuses of why you're not able to do a thing or why you don't spend time in the Word or why you don't take the advice of those in authority over you who give you the suggestions. And Steve's not telling us to do this stuff because he wants to pile on the work. Oh, buddy, I'm in charge. I'm going to pile it on and make it so difficult for you in your walk with the Lord. No, it's the complete opposite. He's giving us these things as a means for us to learn and grow. He wants to see us all grow in the Lord and not stay in those excuses and the crap. That's why he tells us these things. Because he loves us. Because God loves us and tells Steve to share this stuff with us, we should take it seriously. So the challenge is, and the question is, do you? Because it's all fine and well for me to look in myself and ask that question. But I'm asking you, do you take him seriously? The revivals Brother Steve told us to listen to were from 2000, and the topic was, don't take yourself seriously. Take God seriously and believe the word. That is, life as a Christian in a nutshell. I mean, if you're going to get down to it. Don't take yourself seriously. We all take ourselves way too seriously. We're so important. We, whatever. No. Take God seriously. Take his word seriously. Believe him. If you believe, you will do. These signs follow them that believe. So if you are wondering why your walk with the Lord is where it is, it's because you're not doing those things that he has called you to do. I challenge you to go back and listen to Wednesday's service. I challenge you to go the last 3 weeks, listen to the Wednesday services. Listen to what Brother Steve has preached on. Go back and read and listen to what he has told us to go back and read. And if you're not blessed at the end of it, it's your own fault because you didn't read it. Or you read it not believing. Because God will meet you if you are obedient and will submit and learn and listen and do what you're told. The state of the church, the state of this body, the reason it is the way it is, has nothing to do with God, has nothing to do with anything other than us and our hearts and our longing for things that are not of him but are of our own desires, our putting ourselves instead in front of him. Are you sold out and committed to Jesus Christ? Is he, Brother Steve said, is he your all? That was who, when he said that on Wednesday, I was on the treadmill listening to it. Is he your all? Oh, I slowed down how fast I was walking on the treadmill. I was taken aback. I thought, no, Lord. I mean, if I'm being honest, no, because if you were my all, my life would represent that. I would be different than I am. My walk would be different. The testimony of others would be different about me. Is he your everything? Every second of every day, is he your everything? That's a lot. But what about me, Lord? What about me time? What about, but if I give up everything, what do I have left? Well, you have nothing left of you, but you have everything left of him. And that is what we need. We don't need more of us. We've got too much of us. But Lord, I can't let go of that. I can't. Man, I mean, I'll commit my life to you, Lord, but that's it. Just my life. Well, what do you think that means, Sue? I've got to die to you, to this flesh, to its desires. Okay, so what does that mean, Sue? Well, I can't have my own way all the time. I've got to do what your will is. Okay, and what does that mean, Sue? You know, these are the questions that come into my head. As I'm listening to these sermons, I'm thinking, oh, how can I? Oh, wait, I've got a way out of this one. I'm too busy. I'm busy updating the new ministry website. I can't. I'm sorry, Steve. I don't have the time to go and do what you suggested I need to do because I am so busy doing the new website. And that's something you asked me to do. So there's my excuse. I'm good to go. Nope, doesn't fly. You can do both. But that means I've got to give up something. Uh-huh. And what's your problem? Give up something. I challenge you this week to ask those questions when the Lord when somebody tells you to do something or the Lord tells you to do something. I challenge you to go within your heart and be honest before the Lord and say, you know, I don't want to do that. I'd rather do my own thing. Okay. Then go right ahead and do your own thing. Just watch what the Lord tells you when you are honest with Him. It'll amaze you and it will also provoke you to good works, to doing right. Because when the Lord showed me how my attitude was about Steve and what He had suggested we do, now He didn't command, thus saith the Lord, go and listen to the revival of 2000 or you're going to hell. He didn't say that. It was a suggestion. When I went to the Lord and those answers and when I told Rick and those words were coming out of my mouth and how ugly they sounded, it was like a child complaining about, but I don't want to do the dishes. I want to play with my Lego. That's exactly what I sounded like. And it was a mirror on my soul that could show up and show me what needed to be changed. Praise God for His word. Praise God for those messages we can go back to because they are life. They're life and they're food to our souls. There's a song that I really like. It's called If We Are the Body. I won't read all the words to you, but the chorus goes, if we are the body, why aren't His arms reaching? Why aren't His hands healing? Why aren't His words teaching? And if we are the body, why aren't His feet going? Why is His love not showing them that there is a way? There is a way. His name is Jesus. That song provokes me. It stings in my heart when I listen to the words of that. Because if we are the body, and I say we as in just those listening, this fellowship. If we are the body, why is nobody changing? Why is nothing happening? Either you are in the body and you walk in Him, or you're not. His word says, don't be lukewarm. I'm sorry, I'm going to misquote that one, so I'm going to try and look it up quickly. What, Rick? Okay. Revelation 3, do you know which verse, Ricky? Thank you. Ricky says, it's Revelation 3. But he talks about, don't be lukewarm. You need to be hot or just be cold, which is, you got to pick your side of the fence. You can't straddle it. Revelation 3:16. Thank you, Rick. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I don't want that. Do you? So pick a side. You know, when you talk about something the Lord's been teaching me this year is how to fight. How to fight for what I really want, what is good, what is right, and for in the spirit as well. I have always admired people who just go get it. You know, they're go-getters. They're oomph and they go. Olympic athletes, runners, people who run races like the Comrades Marathon in South Africa. They run that and they win it. I mean, heck, I wouldn't even try and run that thing. It's long. It's like 87 kilometers or something. It's long. I wouldn't try and run it because I know I'd fail because I'd quit I wouldn't even walk it because I'd quit. I choose no longer to be that way, but rather to run that race. Try it. Push forward through the hardness. You don't know what you can do in the Lord unless you try it. Step out in faith. Trust Him. But as long as you're too afraid, or comfortable, even worse, as long as you're bound up and not moving, you're just sitting there like a lump on a log, nothing's going to change. And the zeal of God is not going to be there. You can't sit on your butt and expect the zeal of God to happen. It's not just, there it is. Get up and move. Get up and be bold in Him. Speak His word. Live, do what He's told you. Oop, ow. Sorry. Getting a little animated, sorry. Do what He has called you to do. Step out and try Him. Have faith. Believe. He wants to work. He wants to use you. He wants to perform miracles. But you have to believe. You have to want it. Another thing Brother Steve said on Wednesday was, we see our past as something that your future is going to look like. That's not necessarily true. Just because that is your past and that's what it looks like, doesn't mean that's what your future looks like. With Christ, that can change. So I ask you, do you love Him? Are you 100% sold out to Jesus Christ? And if you're being honest, your answer's going to be, no, I'm not, Lord. Please help me. Or just, no, I'm not, and I don't care. But either way, be honest with yourself. Are you sold out 100% and doing 100% what He would have you do? Do you live your life for Him or for you? You can't do both. So which one is it? And then I challenge you to determine which one you want it to be. Because your future is not going to, doesn't have to be like your past. So choose this day who you're going to serve, yourself or Him. And if you choose Him, make Him everything. From the second you wake up until after you go to sleep, make Him everything. Because if He's not everything, He's not anything to you. You're either hot or cold, and if you're cold, you're going to be spewed out. If you're lukewarm, you're going to be spewed out. Be hot for Him. Choose Him and His ways. But I challenge you this week to go home or to go into your closet. Get on your knees before the Lord and be honest. Tell Him what you really think. And then tell Him what you really want, whether that's to serve Him or not to serve Him. But be honest about it. And watch Him move. Just watch.
Now, what do you say to that? But amen. Right? There is so much awesome happening right now. You know, I get, frankly, a little choked up, if I'm going to be honest, when I hear my brother-in-law, Jim. Just a second. When I hear my brother-in-law, Jim, profess Jesus and his love for God, and his willingness to make those sacrifices to follow him. I mean, when I hear Jeannie get up and preach, and Raul and Carrie and people engaging, stirring up the gift. I mean, there are people that have been in this fellowship, in this ministry for years and years and years and years and years and years. And really, if they get honest, things got stagnant. But to see it stirring up, you know, there's so much truth in what you said, Sue, and what Brother Steve said about we look at our past and expect that to be our future. It just doesn't have to be. Now, there's this saying, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. I don't know the reality of that. But, you know, a lot of times if you keep doing the same thing, nothing's going to change. But, you know, if you change what you're doing, things are going to change. It's amazing how that works. And it doesn't have to be some big Herculean thing. I go back to this story of the dude that went to Elijah or Elisha? Elisha, I think. Forgive me if I've got them mixed up there. But he, leprosy, right? And so he goes, and Elisha didn't even meet him. He sends his servant out. Says, just, you know, go wash in the pool, and or wash in the River Jordan 7 times, you'll be fine. And the guy gets all bent out of shape and angry and frustrated because Elijah or Elisha didn't give him, you know, didn't come to see him personally. And as he's going away mad and angry, his servant says, look, if he had asked you to do some great thing, would you have done it? Yeah? Then what is it to just wash? So he does it, and what happens? Miraculous, he's healed. Healed. See, for whatever reason, we are always look for the hard way, the complicated way. Why? Because in some twisted sense of reality in our mind, if we do something really hard, then we can justify the good things that happen. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Because there's nothing you can do, you see? There's nothing. You know, you go and you talk about, Sue, getting honest, and this has been a core message for a while. This is a very critical thing. That you get honest and with yourself and with the Lord, and you just you ask yourself those hard questions and you give yourself honest answers and you stop making excuses for yourself. And if you do it, you're going to find yourself not where you ought to be. You're just going to find yourself there. I same thing, listening to Wednesday service, and it was like, what are you going to do? I mean, it's just like, yep, that's me. That really hurts. That sucks. But it doesn't really suck because it is a course correction. It allows you to change course, right? Rather, change course when you can. Instead of not changing course, not hearing the correction, not getting the admonition and admonishing of the Lord, and winding up standing before him at the judgment day and going, oh, crap. Go, oh, crap, now and change rather than then, and you can't change. But you got to actually get into your closet and do the work. You know, you got to get in there and you got to seek the Lord. And the beautiful thing, whether your fellowship talks about this, teaches it. We got people listening on Facebook that are not part of the ministry, and praise God. Let's get the word of God out. The thing that you have is this beautiful thing called discipleship. And Brother Steve talked about this on Wednesday. How much of what you have in your day and in your life and in your thoughts do you take to your discipler to have it examined? It's a scary prospect because really the reason we do or we don't, if we do, oftentimes it's because we want to get told what a great job we did, or we don't because we don't want to get told to do something different. But in either case, the motive's wrong in those situations. But if your heart is to serve God, then aren't you going to want to know that you're serving him in a direction he would have you go? Amen? Well, if he's put a series of things in place for that to happen, wouldn't you want to do it? Where did David go? He went to the priest, right? Where did the kings go? They went to the prophets. In the New Testament, we have been given this beautiful thing called discipleship, where you can take those things. And you know, God honors that humility and submission to his way, and he will direct that person to give you exactly what you need. It's a beautiful thing, because it's not about you and it's not about them, it's about Jesus. And he's faithful. You know, the one thing you talked about, Sue, and we talked about this week, because, you know, we were discussing this stuff. What is it for God to be your everything? And one of the things you said I thought was very good, if you guys didn't catch it, it's a golden nugget. If he's not your everything, then he's nothing. If he's not your everything, then he's nothing to you. Because Jesus says, if you're not for me, you're what? Against me. There is no middle ground. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So is there an end round? Is there an alternate route? No. Is there a different way? No. I don't care what the world tells you. I don't care what all the other religions tell you. I don't care what society tells you. Let's look at them. Let's look at society. Let's look at that. And let's just see how they're doing. Not terribly well. So is that where you want to get your source of information? Is that where you want to go? Woohoo. No. I'm going to ask you, what do you have that's so great to hold on to? How about you? But for me, I had, let's see, misery, worry, a fear, conflict, depression, suicidal tendencies. Yes, that was me. Feeling sorry for myself, big fat pity party. Let's see, all those things. Let's see, I could have those and just those, or I could have what God has for me. Well, let's see what he has. Let's see. So the fruit of the Spirit is love. Attributes are what? Of love or joy, peace. Those are good. I'll take those. Now, there's a whole bunch of good things that God has for us. So if I'm looking at a choice here objectively, if I could eat a pile of poop or I could eat a T-bone steak, I'm probably going to opt for the steak. Definitely going to opt for the steak. And that's graphic, but it really is that. What is it that you have that's all that great? I mean, look at it. The Lord is saying, if you put that down, I have this for you. But in our discussion, Sue, this week, what we talked about is really for you to believe that. You see, you have to believe that God is a good God. You have to believe that he's a good God. You actually have to believe that he does love you, that he does care about you, that he does have your best interest at heart. And you know, it's funny. Yesterday, we've had a stressful couple weeks, and we have been working on this website for the new ministry, and it is, we have conflicting opinions, Sue and myself, of how things should work and function. And at times, and look, aesthetically look, probably that's the biggest one. And at times, we've had frustrating moments. And I told her, we're taking the weekend off. And she has been completely rebellious about that. But we'll deal with that later. But I said, we're going to do something tomorrow. I said, Friday. So yesterday we went out. Nothing terribly exciting. We drove to Bullhead. Not terribly spiritual. We went to Sam's Club. And we stocked up on stuff that we needed for the house. And I'm super happy that Steve and his family are scheduled to come out and visit with us at the end of this month, and we're going to go have a little vacation, which is super exciting to me. And we haven't done that in years and years and years and years, so you know that is something that I'm looking forward to. So we sort of went to Sam's Club, and guys, we got to get stuff, so we did it. No, we're still going. Let me just check. Yeah, we got levels. Your mom just needs to reboot. Yeah, so we're good to go. All right, so not a terribly spiritual thing, right? I mean, we're going to Sam's Club. I said, you know what? We're going to go early. We're going to have lunch out, go to Sam's Club. It'll be just a day out of Havasu. Sometimes you just got to get out of Havasu. Really got to get out of Havasu once in a while. So we go out there and we stop and we go to the first restaurant. They're packed. I mean, just, and there's nothing on the menu that looked good. So we go to the next restaurant and we sat down, had a really nice meal. And I got to tell you, after this whole gallbladder thing, it is a continuous battle of faith for me against unbelief to just eat, which is stupid. But it is, if I'm being honest with you, it is. I believe and choose to believe the Lord has healed me, not partially, not a little bit, but fully. Amen. Right? And when the thoughts and things come against me otherwise, I have to battle them off. And it is something I have to do. I continuously, it is just what it is. So we sat down and had a wonderful meal, wonderful, yummy dessert. And I don't know, this sense of gratitude about the goodness of God over a silly meal and a bowl of yummy dessert. It was really good. But the scripture we've kicked around many times, and again, Brother Steve talked about it. It's Psalm 37, says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. It says, commit your way unto him, you know. All of these things that we're admonished to do. And this great sense of gratitude and thankfulness of just the goodness of God, because as unspiritual as it was to go to Bullhead, or it was a blessing. And the Lord gave us a great day because he loves us. Now, your flesh is going to tell you that if you give everything to God, your life is going to be miserable. I mean, that's what it tells you. You're going to have a miserable life. None of the things that you care for or want are going to be at all considered, and you are basically destitute and lost. And I mean, that's what used to really come against me so much. Before I, well, still working to be fully committed. I mean, made the decision to work to be full. I don't know how to put it. I haven't obtained it. I work towards it. It's what I want. But to make that commitment, to make that decision, I struggled so much about, what about me? What happens to me? Well, all of those things that I wanted in my own way, in my own flesh, in my own methods, yeah, I had to give all that up. But it really wasn't a loss, you see. It wasn't a loss at all, because I look now at the blessings of Jesus in my life. I have a wife that loves me. I know a lot of people that are married, but their wives don't love them. I have a wife that loves me. I have a wife that serves me. Oh no, how horrible a thing to say. Well, you know what? I serve the Lord, she serves me. It's a demonstration of the way God intended things to work. And we have a daughter who we're teaching how to serve us. Why? Because it's the way God ordained it to be. And I find the greatest joy and happiness in service to the Lord. And Sue, I think, if she were up here, would agree with me that her greatest joy and happiness is in her service to the Lord, and in that is her service to me. And our kid, she's still learning how that all works. I don't know if she's figured that one out yet. We pray with time she does get it. But I look back, and all the things I thought I had to have, that if I gave them up and chose the Lord and served him fully, I would never get those. You know what? Not only did he give me the things that I wanted, but he gave them to me in a much better way than I could have ever done. And this is not a once-off thing. This is a continuous thing. You see, the mindset that God is a big fat ogre is just wrong. He's not. He's a caring, loving God. Now, my little girl may think I'm a big fat ogre at times, but I'm not. I love her. And I do say no an awful lot, and mom says no an awful lot. Why? Because she needs that no right now. Well, with the right attitude, it could be a yes. But it'll be when it's right. We could trust God the same way. Better than we could ever trust ourselves to be good. I want to go back and talk a little bit about a cautionary tale here. Since Sue has my phone and my Bible is on my phone, I'm using the good old-fashioned method. This is the Bible my father gave me. It's a very interesting story about this. Maybe one day I'll share it. Okay. So, let me see what time we got. Oh, gosh, we're out of time. I don't even have time to do it. Okay, real quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Man, I completely walked myself right out of time. I'm just going to give you the gist of this, okay? So you go back and read it on your own. But bottom line, Paul is talking to the Corinthians about the Israelites in the desert. And they crossed the Red, they went across the Red Sea. God provided for them in the desert. They drank the spiritual drink from the rock, which was Christ. They ate the spiritual bread, which was Christ, which was the manna. God provided all their needs. And yet they died in the wilderness because of unbelief. I want to just put this in a picture for you today. You can go to church. You can do all the things that look right. But if you're not sold out to God, you're going to die in the desert just like they did. And it comes down to the end of some of these scriptures that talks about idolatry. Because really what it is, if there's something that is more important to you than doing what the Lord would have you do, it's an idol. And idolaters do not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now I understand this is for those that have not been part of this fellowship, this sort of concept, the level of commitment, the level of being sold out, the level of fanaticism for the gospel and for following Jesus Christ is probably not something you're used to hearing. But you know what? You need to hear it. Because if you're not sold out to him, if you're not 100% for him, if he's not your everything, then he's nothing to you. And if you try and massage some other equation in there, you're just kidding yourself. You're just kidding yourself. Because it doesn't work. You can't do it. I would encourage you to do exactly as Sue said, and exactly as I've said, and exactly as Brother Steve said, and others have said. Get in your closet and get honest with the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, well, you know what? You can know him. It's not hard. It's not hard. You want to know Jesus? Let me introduce you. He died on the cross for you. He loved you so much that he gave his own life for you so you don't have to die. And he did it before he knew you. Or before you knew him, let me say that. He did it while you were at your worst. He did it while you hated him. He did it while you cursed him. He did it while you rejected him. He did it anyway because he loves you in a way that is a love that you just can't comprehend until you've experienced it. That is our Jesus. And that Jesus, let me tell you what, he doesn't have evil towards you. Yes, good towards you, if you're his. He wants nothing but good for you. And it's just sitting there. It's just ready. Put off that old man. Put off that old way. I don't care how you've been up until right this moment. Your past does not have to be your future. Because right now, you can choose Jesus and have a new life in him. That's going to wrap it up today, guys. We're out of time. Stay with us. We've got the fellowship in Texas just getting ready to start in about a minute and a half. So if you are on Facebook and want to join us for that, go to www.eagle-radio.com. Hit the Listen Live tab, and you guys can join us for the Texas service. You'll hear all these guys that we talk about. They're about ready to start talking. So thank you all for listening. And again, get with the Lord, get in your closet, and choose Him today. Amen.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.